Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to Psychic Reading Sunday with Lenis. I hope everyone has had a good week in the life and things are going well. I do want to give a shout out, happy birthday again to all the Virgos. At least until the 21st, huh? So, I'm going to read a little bit about what I do on Sundays because people are wondering. Let me say welcome. I did say welcome to Psychic Reading Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, and she will assist you with questions or where you're at. In the line. Remember, one question per caller. Every ninth caller gets a free 1 hour reading from me, which is normally a $60 reading for 1 hour, which is free. So every ninth caller gets a free reading. Last Sunday we had two, so that was really nice. Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about me. Hope you enjoyed a good summer. Now let's see what's coming up in the fall. Autumn and fall always brings new creations, activities, new people, endings, or new beginnings. How is your romance, employment, family, relationships? Do you know who your angels are? If not, I will tell you who they are. Are you interested in knowing who you were in a past life? I do that too. Are there loved ones that have passed over that you need a message for them? Let me know and I will connect you. Thank you all for believing in me and my gift. I'm here to help, direct, get you back on your path of life. If you desire a more in-depth reading from me, please go to my website, click on Intuitive Readings for 30 minutes or 1 hour, and it's theessenceofsuccess.com. That's theessenceofsuccess.com. Okay, now I am going to, because I didn't get the opportunity last Sunday to read the horoscopes. You know, I always do that the first Sunday of the month. So I'm going to do September horoscopes right quick. And this is for all 12 horoscope signs this month. Only two things that will be consistent in all 12 signs, and that's endings and beginnings. Okay, endings, you will no longer be subject to limitation, anger, frustration, or emotional pressure. Your new beginnings is that everything on every level is going to be transformed into something else. And you will find yourself moving in a completely different direction. This will be a vast improvement. The outcome is that the right ideas or actions, y'all, will be provided, but it will take special effort or concentration on your part to use them to your advantage. Many unforeseen or unexpected events are going to come up, but these elements will chemicalize, neutralize, or transform situations, all with a positive end in view. What you're experiencing is a clash between the old and the new, a chemical reaction in mind, body, and affairs caused by a reaction to to a new action. There is nothing to fear. It's part of the process, y'all, and it will change. Without it, change could not occur. Work on yourself. Don't be afraid to air your fears or let your demons surface. Confront them head on, and if you need verification or more understanding, ask for it. So if you need more in-depth reading, like I said, go to theessenceofsuccess.com, and I'll be more than glad to help you. Now, Miss Nita and I were just talking prior to the show. If for the last 7 to 10 days things have been like, I don't know, like you feel like you're off a little bit, or you've been quick to anger, or just crazy things, you don't know what it is. Well, I'm fixing to tell you what's been happening the last 10 days. Many planets are harshly aspected each other, and the stronger ones seem to dominate now as if they were on the attack. You may go on the offense this past week, or you may have found yourself under siege and have to defend your position, your values, or even your reputation. Deception prevails. When the Sun and Mercury in Virgo being opposed by Neptune in Pisces, a calm, cool, logical voice may furnish a correct solution to a dilemma, but a poor me sob story could grab the headlines even if it's faked. Fake, F-A-K-E-D. If you hear a sad or a heart-wrenching tale, be sure to ask for the facts or proof of it, or you could become the victim of a fraudulent swindle. An abrupt change could cause a broken partnership or contract. Hurt feelings would not heal at this time. It could lead to a permanent split. Greed, jealousy, and revenge may annihilate any chance for peace. Darkness is trying to dominate the light, but it can't be done. Power plays won't work, but they may be repeated again and again like a broken record that can't end because it's stuck in a groove that's really just a deep rut or a hole. The good things in life may take a beating under attack right now, but they are intrinsically noble, so they will endure. A relentless attack does not produce victory. So that kind of explains what's been going on. If you've been experiencing like, what the hell? I know I did. I had to tell Miss Nina I was just in a funky mood for about 7 to 8 days, and I'm like, what in the world is going on, huh? So anyway, I hope that helps. Okay, I hope that gives an explanation to the listening audience, to the people in the chat room, as well as the people holding, if you've been wondering about things. So, okay, you know I'm going to do my prayers, y'all. Always do the prayer before we begin. So that what is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died within us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. All right. Let's begin now. And my first call up is area code 480. 480, you're on the line with Linus. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hi, Linus. My name is Mike. I am fantastic.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Oh, well, great. You're doing great. Me too. Thank you for your patience. And what can I help you with today, Mike?
Yep. Well, I kind of feel like I'm in a start-over realm in regards to kind of rebuilding, whether it be towards my business or even just a job that I'm just kind of doing to take care of the day-to-day. I was kind of wondering if you got that same feeling and if you see the direction of the business changing or just kind of, going away, or what do you kind of read on in regards to the business?
Okay. Well, you did listen to what I just said, right?
Yeah, I did.
What I just went over, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's see, Mike. How's your business going? You're right, it is a change. Boy, that came right up. But for the better. For you, it's for the better. I see something like a little knick-knack, and a knick-knack like something that was placed over here but should be on the other side. You're looking for balance as well as profit, which is smart. Supply and demand, I understand that. I'm getting that you should add something to your business to even make it flourish more. There's something in the back of your mind you were thinking about adding to it. So you have a good idea. The spirits are telling me that, yeah, if you add to it, not only will it flourish, but it'll benefit you more. There's somebody else. Is there a male or a female that's thinking about investing with you or working in the business with you?
Not at this time.
Okay. Well, I see a male and a female, so it's a possibility they would invest if you don't have all the money to go forward with your idea as well as to add to it. So, I'm getting like your mom and a friend, a guy friend that they would invest. So, you should start turning a profit right after Thanksgiving. Going to surprise
okay.
you. It's kind of like a quick turnaround. But, yeah, I see you making a profit right after Thanksgiving, which, you know what, Mike, is good because it's a holiday season.
Sure.
Couldn't be a
sure,
better
absolutely.
Time to make money. So if there's something that you want to add to it, do that. It's good. Your idea is good. You'll do good. And if you need more money and you don't want to, like, make a business loan or something, there are two people, like I said, that will invest. And we'll help you. But just make sure that you, but make sure, if it's not your mother, it's an older woman. I feel as though your mom, though, that's what I'm picking up. Isn't your mom still alive?
No.
She's not? Well,
no.
Or an older woman, then, if it's not your mom, it's an older woman that's
okay.
like a mother to you or an aunt, but she's willing to invest in your business. So it's all good. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Call me back and let me know after Christmas. You're going to do good. You're going to
awesome.
Do good. So, yeah. Wish you the very best. Thank you for calling, Mike.
Thank
that
you. I appreciate it.
That was a good call of startup. You're most welcome. Love good news. Okay, area code 201. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? 201. You're on the line with Linus. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I'm going to the next call. Area code 701. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Laurel. Hi. How are you?
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm doing
Laurel?
Great. I didn't hear you. Your name is
Hello.
Laura?
Yes, ma'am.
Laura, okay.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to get it correctly. Okay, Laura.
Hey.
And what's your question for me? Oh, I'm doing terrific,
I'm
doing great.
Good.
First call was good news. I love that. It's a good way to start the show. Well, Laura, what can I do for you today?
I'm wondering about finding love, a gentleman. That would be, you know, that would be my love. I would be his love.
Okay, I'm getting a British man. Very strong Brit accent. I see you at a theater, almost like, not almost like, a theater, like there's orchestra music playing. It's a concert, but it's, it's orchestra music. This man has something to do with the music, like he produces it. He's a producer in the theater. This is where you meet him, and it's at this particular event. And it looks like it's in the fall, almost like, I'm getting the title of the, why isn't the word coming? It's a event every Christmas. What is it, I can see the soldiers. It's a play or a musical they do every Christmas.
Nutcracker?
There you go. Thank you. God, I couldn't get that. Nutcracker, you're at that. That's why I saw the orchestra and I saw, like, ballet dancers. And this is where you meet this guy. He's got a British accent, and he produces, I think he's the producer of this particular, I don't want to say concert because it's a play, but he produces it. Yeah. You meet him afterwards. You go to this event. Let me tell you what I see. You go to this event with a girlfriend, and she knows people that you go backstage, or like there's a gathering after the performance where people are just, you know, talking to each other, congratulating. There's some hors d'oeuvres there, and it looks like wine and water. And so she knows, the woman that you go with, she knows some of these people, and this is how you get introduced to this gentleman, this British guy. And it's a good relationship. You start off really good. You're not a person that's in the theater, so it's almost like opposite attracts, but you enjoy yourself and you enjoy him. I mean, you two just kind of, you click, opposites attract, but that's how you're going to meet him. Hope you're writing this down, because I see this very clearly.
Wow. Awesome.
Okay, so I would say probably between November, after Thanksgiving, and the end of December. So within a couple of months, you'll be meeting this guy. And this gentleman is early 50s, about 52 years old. Yeah, and he's successful at what he does in theater. He does. That's why I said it's not really your type of thing, but you learn to appreciate it because you two are going to be together. So, yep.
Great.
About a couple of months, Laura. British guy.
Thank you. I appreciate
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Call me back and let me know more because I see
okay.
It's all good. Yeah. Whatever that you've been through, you're being blessed now. It's coming up. It's your time. And when you meet this man, please say to yourself, I deserve this, because you do.
You're so kind. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're most welcome.
Right.
Have
Take
a
care.
Good week. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 252. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
I would like to know.
You sound sad.
I'm not, but I need a job, and I would like to move. So I was wondering, do you see me getting or making or coming into some money that will allow me to, you know, right after this, I'd be able to move? Or do you see me staying here and just sticking it out?
Okay. One question for me to focus on. Give me one question.
Okay.
What's the most important?
The job. You see me getting a job.
Okay. Okay. Keisha, the medical field came right up. That's what the...
That's what I'm studying right now.
The spirit showed me, yeah. Say, there's 2 weeks. You applied. You're just waiting to get to hear back. I see that you applied. 2 weeks, you get hired. You apply at a medical institution, hospital. Yeah. You already applied for the job. You're just waiting for them to call you back.
You mean they still got me on file after all these? Because I stopped looking, actually. But I put in a whole bunch of stuff, like back in January. And I was like, I am not getting this job, but I put it in anyway.
No. Uh-uh. Don't even put that out there. Yes, you are. Because I see you going to work in 2 weeks. Go back to whoever. You're not far from home. This job in 2 weeks is not far from where you're at. So wherever you move to, you're not going to be too far from that job. And it is a medical institution, so I'm going to say it's a hospital where you'll be working at. But, yes, in 2 weeks you'll be working. Go back and double-check where you put applications in, and especially that was close to where you're at. Where you're living right now, it's close to where you're at. Yes, you will move, but you'll move after you get a couple of paychecks.
Okay.
After you get two paychecks, so you probably won't move until about
that I went.
Maybe
he never called me back. Okay.
Yeah. No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Call them and check with them because they need you now. That's why I'm saying I'm picking up that in 2 weeks you'll be working. Yeah, so
right.
call
well,
back. Yeah, they're right there. And once you start this job, like I said, in 2 weeks I see you, after two paychecks you're moving, and it looks like you're probably moving. It's your Christmas present. Either around
okay.
the middle of November or at the end of November. But it's your Christmas present to you, because not only are you moving, but you also get better transportation. It's like you get a newer car, a better car, so that you can get around. So it's like job, new home, and a new vehicle. So it's three things. And it's like boom,
so
boom,
I don't
boom.
I don't have to get out of school, transfer school and stuff. Okay. All right.
No.
Well, I hear that. Okay.
No, it's just boom, boom, boom. It'll happen rapidly, but the job first, you'll have the money to move, and then update your car, because you're thinking about that or getting a car. But I see updating, not brand new, but, you know, newer than what you have right now. That's a good vehicle,
I have a
AMV.
SUV, and I want a little small car that $15 is still the whole thing.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
And I'm thinking about that. I don't think I want
to
get rid of it. It's a nice truck, but yeah.
Okay. Well, you're going to be upgrading. So if upgrading means a smaller vehicle, that's okay. You know, that's fine.
Yes, more gas mileage. That's right, girl. You got to think practical nowadays.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, Keisha, you're going to be doing good. So in 2 weeks, call back to those people. In 2 weeks, you'll be working. And two paychecks later, you'll be moving. After the move, you'll be upgrading your vehicle. So, yeah, it's all good. Just be patient. I know patience is a virtue, but everything has to happen accordingly, you know.
Amen.
So, yep, so you're on the right path. You're on the right
all
path.
Right.
You're doing good. Just go back and check on those people, and you'll be at work. Yes, ma'am.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
And you too. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 310. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking my call. I'm enjoying your show. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Most welcome. And what can I answer for you today?
Well, it's a business question, and there is the love that was involved with the business, but that's all very complicated. So I guess it's about my business.
Okay. And what would you like to know about your business? Is it going to continue on or stop or what?
Yeah,
what's your...
it's just recently launched and would love to know going, and it's probably just in the market for 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, it's going to be slow. I see 50%. Why am I getting like holding on to a man's collar and pulling him back? I'm almost jerking him back. The back of his neck. I'm holding his collar, but I'm jerking him back out the way. And yet I'm seeing 50% will do good.
Okay.
It's a little bit slow. Now, I see in December, there's 2 weeks in December, you're going to do real good. And maybe it's because it's a holiday shopping, but I see 2 weeks, you're just, man, your profit's going to soar. And then it's going to go back down. Right after, well, I would say right after New Year's, and it'll come back up. It goes back up again in February. Now, I see you around Valentine's that, again, is boosting. It's going really good. Like that 1 week, the Valentine week, profits are high. So 2 weeks before Christmas and the week of Valentine, those two times your profits are going to be extremely high. I mean, it's like tears are in your eyes. You do so good. It's like, wow, you're
wonderful.
So thankful. It's like, it's like way more money than what you thought. You might have thought like, okay, I'll make, you know, 15 grand. You're going to end up making 25,000 instead of 15.
Aww.
That's why the tears are in your eyes. You're blessed.
Yes.
You know, but you pray too.
I'm so grateful.
You know.
Yes, I'll be of service. I'm so grateful because it took me so long to get there. I'm trying to find the right pricing. So then there might be a baby event by that December time, which may help me. So I think that makes so much sense. So I thank you for that.
Yes. Oh, you will. You'll get the correct pricing and how you want it. Because like I said, you do so good. Those 2 weeks in December, wow. You're going to be tired as heck. I don't know how good your Christmas is going to be, but girlfriend, you're going to make
mind.
Some money. You're going to make money. Yep.
That's my goal. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Mindy. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. And let me know.
And I know what that guy with the collar is all about, too. That was a great image, so I got it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I get
it. I don't know. Okay.
I got it.
Well, what you saw, then handle it. As the guy said, handle it, girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so,
thank
right
you,
on.
Mindy, for calling.
Thank you so much.
And God bless you, and I wish you the very best. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Take care now.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 727. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. I'm calling because I basically am in a situation that my entire world is changing. And I was just curious what you saw, like if the path that I'm on right now is the right one, if there's any changes that I should be making.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Just as you began talking, I got a feeling downstairs, a good feeling. Sex is involved in this.
You're funny. Yeah.
Yeah, sex is involved. But it's a good feeling, so God put us here to enjoy our bodies, so I'm not knocking nothing. Yes. Spirits are telling me you're on a good path. You're very popular.
I guess it's really in regard to... I'm sorry?
They're telling me for you to use caution in what you do. Use caution.
Right.
You're good, but you got a lot of people coming at you to use caution. You know, use your intuitive mind. If you think about something, you're like, I don't know. Soon as you have a doubt, stop. That's your intuitive telling you, stop. Something is not right there. But the path that you're going on is good. You know what? You're bringing something to people. So, yeah, it's good. It may
really
be just a different way. Go ahead.
In regard of the relationship that I'm involved in regard to this, that person is really the concern.
Okay, give me the first name.
Jimmy.
Jenny?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, oh, okay. He has stress in his neck. Wow. It's almost like some things he doesn't understand. But, God, the back of my neck is paining me right now. He gets stressful. He's easy to be upset, too.
Yeah.
And there's issues there. Ooh, coming from his mama. Whoa. Okay. You know what? And he's not a bad guy. But wait a minute. Let me delve a little bit further. You know what? You and him, you're going to help him. I'm going to tell you why. Your communication skills, Julie, will help him. He gets stressed out because he doesn't really look at things. You know, in life, we have to look at things both sides. I'll put it like that. I'm seeing the Japanese yang symbol. Yin and yang is what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when certain things happen to him in his life, he kind of goes off half-cocked instead of stopping for a minute and just think. Not saying you have to agree because, hey, You know, that's what makes us all beautiful human beings. We're all different, but we're all one. So
right.
He doesn't always understand. Your communication skills will help him because you will calm him enough to give him balance. Even if it means like you give him a hug or you massage his shoulders or you give him a good thing of sex, you know, but you give him balance. This helps him.
Right.
You know, I know you're probably laughing at what I'm saying, but it helps him because in his life he's never really had a woman to talk to him with an understanding.
Right.
It's kind of been like, well, you're a man. I mean, what's the problem? You ought to know to do this. What are you thinking about? Don't be soft. Do this, blah, blah, blah. He's heard
right.
that a lot. And it looks like from
funny,
his mom and sisters. Yeah. And
that's
and
something that he says all the time.
Yeah, but he's really a strong man. He really is. But nobody has sat down and told him. You know, sometimes even though we're grown adults, sometimes we still don't know. You know, good example, I had a friend who was 40 years old, been married for 20 years, never had a climax. To me, I didn't understand that. But later on, as her and I communicated, I understood nobody talked to her about sex. It's just like you're married, this is the thing you do, and you have kids. Well, no.
Right.
You have a body, he has a body. So it's the same with your communication with Jimmy. You're gonna teach him as well as show him, and you've been showing him, but you're going to teach him, like, you know, don't get so upset. I want you to look at things this way. So actually what you are is a teacher for him more than a relationship. You guys are going to be together, but it's going to come to a point that you're going to send him on like a mother sending their child out and like, okay, you're on your way to college now. You got everything you need. You got your tools, got your skills. So for the moment, yes, you two are together, but that's what you are. You're in his life as a teacher, and that's your job. That's your job is to help Jimmy. So,
All right, yeah, then.
But you guys will be together for a while. I see like maybe 3 years, and
oh
after 3 years, it's not a bad thing that you two split up. It's just that you're letting him go now. You can see
right.
that, okay, now he's becoming his own man. Now let me find a man that's equal to me. That's your mate.
Agreed.
Your soulmate. Agreed. Yeah. So that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And thank
Sounds
God
good.
You're a good teacher. Hey, everybody don't have that skill to be able to talk to people and help balance them. So, you know, God bless. So
oh, thank you.
That's what you're
thank
doing.
You.
You're the teacher in his life. Yep.
Awesome.
So enjoy it.
Sounds
For the
good.
Next 3 years,
thank
hey, it's a beautiful you. Thing. But you're going to give him what he didn't understand or get at home. You know,
okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, Julie, and you have a wonderful week, and thank you for being a teacher, for helping
thank you so.
Helping people. Yes, ma'am.
And you as well.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 561, you're on the line with Lenis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Yes, hello.
Okay, so ST, not Tracy, but Stacy.
Correct.
Okay. So how you doing today, little mama?
I'm doing, making the best of everything.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Okay. What can I help you with today?
Okay, I'm calling about my finances. To see if it will level off, everything will be okay, because I'm in a bumpy road right now.
Okay. So what do you want to know about your finances, Stacy? Like, are they going to improve, or?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, first off, let me tell you what the angel showed me right away. Don't ask a certain guy for money. Oh, my God, it is so strong. It's like he will feel like you owe him. It's not done out of love or goodness or I want to help Stacy. It's like, yeah, I'll give you a couple of hundred, but you're going to owe me. You know, I want my money back or you need to do this and do that. Whew. You know who this guy is, whatever. The angels are telling me, baby, no, don't. I'd rather see you go without than to ask him. That's what they're saying. So, okay. Now, back to your question at hand. I have to tell you, when this stuff comes up, I have to release it, let it go. So, okay. Well, it looks like, did you want to work two jobs? I see you almost, like your second job is part-time, like 4 hours. But you know what? You don't do it that long.
Oh, gosh. Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I don't see you doing it that long. It's like just for 3 months, and you don't need to do it longer than 3 months. After 3 months, you're back on board again. You've taken care of, I don't see you out there long. 3 months is, there's even the angels and the spirits are telling me that's long enough. You don't need to do it. 3 more months, October, November, and December, come the first of the year, one job, babe, one job. Starting January 1st, you don't need two jobs. Yeah, you'll have done everything you need to do. So, yeah, you're doing fine. I know you're probably tired of working the two jobs, but you are going to get ahead. What it's going to do is help you to zero out some bills and also get some things. Not only are you paying off, but it's also enabling you to, you know, get some things that's going to make Stacy happy. I see like furniture. You're thinking about updating or getting some new furniture, you'll be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And some repairs on your vehicle. Yep, and some repairs on your vehicle. An oil change or tune-up, you'll be able to do that too.
Where did you say that? Because someone swiped me the other day, so I need repairs and I need an oil change.
Yes, you do. Yes, ma'am, you do on your vehicle. But you'll have the money. As you're doing this, working these two jobs, you'll have the money to do that. That's what I'm saying. 3 months is long enough. January 1st, you're on your own. You can, as they say, waiting to excel. Girlfriend, you can excel by January 1st because you've accomplished. In the next 3 months, you've accomplished those things that you wanted to do. So, yeah, pop your collar. Come January 1st, pop your collar, whatever. But, you know, one job is enough, and you'll be proud of yourself. I'm telling you, Stacey, you'll have accomplished. You're doing that now. The only thing I'm going to tell you again, don't accept money from this guy, whoever he is. You know who he is, you know, because he's coming at you like, oh, I'll help you, baby. I'll help you. What do you need? But I'm telling you, it's a big mistake. Don't do that.
Mm-mm. Okay.
I'd rather see you wait on the lottery than to take money from him. It is. It's not going to, you know what I mean? He's not giving it to you out of the kindness of your heart. There's an agenda there, and the angels don't want you even in that situation with him. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I got it.
Yeah, so anyway, that's it. So you're doing good, Stacy. So 3 more months, girlfriend, you can exhale. Go on about your business.
Okay, then. I'm waiting. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Stacy, and have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You do the same. Thanks.
You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with the Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Moderator Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, she's in there helping folks. Also, I gotta let you know, not only is she psychic, but Miss Nina is a Reiki master, so she does healings as well. So just to let you know. All righty. Okay, area code 773. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, hi, it's Joellen.
Hi, I'm doing great, and who's this?
Joellen.
Joellen, oh, that's pretty, I like that, Joellen.
Thanks.
That's a name I like. Okay, Miss Joellen, what can I do for you?
Well, first of all, just your energy is just like a big hug, so this is good right here, thank you.
You're most welcome, you're most welcome.
I am very just confused. I made a career change a couple years back. I'm just regretting everything I've done. I used to be a teacher. I am a graphic designer, and then I couldn't I couldn't find work, and so now I work for the airlines, which I just don't like, and I just want to be back home, and I just want to work. Do you see something? Do you see a light?
Okay.
I just want to be able to, you know, I just want to be able to take care of myself and be able to, like those other girls, you know, just, you know.
Okay.
I just want to be like my sisters, where they have a family, they have financial security, they have a home. And I feel like I've been in a perpetual 20 years old for the past 20 years.
Oh, well, first off, what you want is for Joellen. You don't care what anybody else has, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you want is what's going to make Joellen happy. If that, whatever your sisters and other people are doing, hey, God bless them, I'm happy for you, but that's not you. That is not your life. So let's see what's up for Joellen. Ooh, you're not going to like this. She got 5 more years in the airline industry. Mm-hmm. But.
No, I won't. I won't. I won't. No way. 5 days.
Okay.
Maybe.
But
no way.
Wait a minute now. You don't have to be flying around. You can work for the airline in the office. You want to go home and be stationary, so why can't you work in the office? Why do you have to be flying all over the place? There are jobs within the office, right?
They want me in Chicago, and they want me in Chicago, and I want to be home in Indiana. I don't. I want to hear news that I should be back in Indiana. I don't want this. I don't want it. I don't want it.
You know, the more you resist, something shall persist. You know that, don't you? The more you resist something, the more it's going to persist itself to you where you're supposed to be.
And I also heard that, you know, if you really want something, then your energies will get you toward that. And I really want to be home. I really want to be in Indiana. I really want to be with family.
Okay. I don't see you returning home for 5 years. I don't. I still see you with the – I understand what you're saying, but I still see you working for the airlines. I see you – if you go home, you would be working for the airlines, but it would be in the office. It would not be traveling. So there's that possibility there for you. Otherwise, I see that it's 5 years before you're able to go home and just stay permanently.
Then I'd rather kill myself. I am not going to do that. No way. No way. I just want to know, is there something in graphic design for me or something in teaching? These are the things that I should be doing, and I don't know why I was thrown into this. But I'd rather die than keep doing what I'm doing now. And as a matter of fact...
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't you know that you're helping people? Saying that? Why are you taking away people's help like that?
There's no help in being a stupid flight attendant. No way.
Joellen.
Right now, and I just don't want to be here. I'd rather just, I just want better news. I just want better news. I don't want to be here. I want to be home. I feel like I've wasted my life. I've been wandering aimlessly, and I just don't want to be here.
But you haven't been. Don't you know that everything that you do helps you?
It's pointless.
You're helping other people, it is not pointless. Joellen, don't say that. You're a person that's been helping people. You may not like the position that you're in, but do you know that people count on you? You're helpful?
No, I'm not.
Your life has been going a certain way to show you things, not to deter you, but to show you your capability.
I hate this. I hate my life. I just want to go home. I'd rather just there's no way I'm going to continue on. I just considering how do I quit this job this week. There's no way.
Okay, Joellen, I'm going to say this because I need to, because of what you stated already. Have you thought about going in to get counseling?
All right. I got to
go. Huh? Area code 951. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Daniel?
Nathaniel.
Oh, Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm kind of looking for a job right now. Do you see something coming in the way of work for me?
Two things. I'm seeing you work on a garbage truck as, garbage man. And the spirit is showing me $37 some odd cents an hour. You'd be making 37 some change per hour as a garbage man. I also see you working like mechanical, but it's like on a line, service work or line work. Almost like if you were working for a company like Boeing and you're making parts for the airplane, but it's not an airplane, but you know what I mean, making parts, mechanical fabrication. There you go. That's what I got. Either working as a garbage man, that was the first thing that came up, and the pay was 37, or in fabrication, maybe working for an airline, not an airline, but in the airline industry as far as fabricating parts for airline. So those are the two things that I see. The first job, if you apply, they will bring you in 10 days, Nathaniel, at a part-time status. That's a garbage job. If you do that one, apply, in 10 days they will bring you in, but it'll be a part-time status. In other words, the job will go into full-time where you'll get 8 to 10 hours more an hour. I think maybe they're just, if you take that job, it's like a probationary period for a few weeks just to see, and then it'll change. It's like after 30 days and you go on full-time. The pay is excellent. And like I said, in the fabricating position.
Linus?
Yes, ma'am.
It's Nina. Nathaniel is your ninth caller.
Oh, get out of here. All right. Hey.
Nathaniel, if you will stay on the line after Linus is finished with you, I will get your number and everything so Linus can contact you, and you will receive a one-hour free reading with Linus.
Wow.
Whoa, congratulations, Nathaniel. All right.
And also, Linus, because I am live right now, I would just like to say something. I have encountered quite a few very rude people in the chat room, and I have had to go completely moderating everything everybody says. So I do not appreciate these people in there right now. And just so they know, nothing they are saying is going through to the chat room because I'm moderating everything that is being said. Now, you people want to keep this up, that's fine. You're not ruining anybody's day, not even mine. So have a good life, people. All right, Linus, you can get back to your readings now.
Okay. Nathaniel, one second. Okay, now what we do this, and me, because I've been blessed, to the best of my ability and my knowledge from the angels, my archangels, my master spirits, I do this from the love in my heart. We don't do this to hurt people. We don't do this to be derogatory or nasty or ugly. And if you're coming in to be that way, then I would prefer that you don't even come on my show. I really do. Because here we do stuff out of love and caring and compassion. We don't do it out of ugliness. Okay, so I would prefer, even those that are in the chat room, if you're being ugly toward Miss Nina, I prefer that you just leave the chat room. Or I can be ugly and next Sunday just don't have the chat room at all, which will hurt other people that would like to come into the chat room and have readings. So you're not being fair. And if you're on the line with me, I'm telling you, you don't want me to go there because I am a very powerful woman. I'm going to let you know this right now. People have known this from having readings with me. And if you get ugly, I'll tell you something on the line that everybody will hear about you that you don't want nobody to know. So let's all be nice and loving and, compassionate toward each other. Because being ugly serves no purpose for me, you, and nobody else. We're here out of love. And whatever I can do to help somebody, God bless you. You know, this is what I want to do. But just don't be ugly. Okay. Thank you, Nathaniel, for giving me and Nina that little pause. So since I said these two things already, and Nathaniel will be on the phone for an hour, I'm going to go ahead and let Nina get your information from you. And I'll go to the next call, and we'll talk.
Super. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being the ninth caller, Nathaniel. Okay, stay on the line.
God bless you
and
your loving efforts for free for humanity.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, stay on the line. Okay, area code 609, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Area code 609. Okay, I guess they want to just listen. That's okay.
Hi.
Okay, area code 404, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Tanisha, and I'm calling from Georgia today. And I kind of sound like the lady who's, like, ready to leave her job, and I want to know, do you see me getting a new job and maybe romance with it if that comes along with it?
Okay. Tell me your name again. I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
It's Tanisha.
Tanisha. Tanisha?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, that's better. Okay, Tanisha. And you want to know what about a job? I need to focus on one thing.
Yes.
Your job or your love life? The job. So you want to know, is there another job coming up for you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you're definitely unhappy where you're at. You know why? Because there's some people that you're dealing with there are backstabbers. That's too bad. They shouldn't be jealous of you. If anything, I'd be glad that they learned some things from you and, you know, that you share your knowledge and skills. But that's okay. There's always haters. Just let you know that you're doing good.
I didn't even experience that yet. I didn't even experience that yet.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's see. Tanisha, have you thought about going in promotion in the entertainment field? Wow. I see you promoting products, like, but instead of products, it's like people. I see you working with a gentleman, but it has to do with entertainment field, but it's like, wow. Yeah, I see you. Wow, you do really good at that. Have you thought about going into promotion?
Yeah, actually, that's so funny. I was thinking about starting my own record label management company.
Okay, well, let me tell you, this guy, he's a brother, but he's been in the business for years. I almost wanted to say Timberland? Okay, that's what I'm picking up. Anyway, you get with this guy, and the promotion that you're doing, like, you make sure... Oh, wow. It's so big. You make sure that everything is set up.
You're making me so happy right now.
But you are, but it's like you're helping, you know, like if there's a venue, I'll put it like this. Say maybe a singer, because, I mean, you're not just working with singers. You're working with a lot of people. But anyway, say it's a singer and they got a new song coming out, and so they have a small venue where they do, like, maybe 50 people just to see if that song is going to be popular or not. You're the person that helps set that up to make sure that the room is available, if there's going to be food in the green room where they're waiting at before they come out on stage. So it's like you're over other people. You are, but you come in, and, I mean, you are good at this. You nail it. You nail this down that this guy, now I got Timberland. I don't know if you're going to be with him, working with him, but girlfriend, you're going. It's like that's your call. It's almost like you done went up to the altar and prayed, and God just opened all this up for you. So you make connections. So what I'm going to tell you. Okay, what you're going to do, you're going to make connections. I'm going to tell you, this Timberland guy, write him. I don't know if you go on the Internet or go through whatever, mm-hmm. write him. But in the meantime, beside writing him, you're going to be so good if venues in your city, let me see, how can I say this? Concerts. Well, I guess you can start with concerts because I saw the guy Timberland. I want you to start applying at like where they have concerts, wherever that can be. Mm-hmm. Apply at theaters where plays are at. What else are they showing me? Sports events. Apply for any sports event. Believe it or not, you are so rounded. I mean, it's like whatever they give to you. If you're at a sports event, they will go like, okay, Tanisha, I need you to make sure the owners are coming in, that they got a room. You're like, okay, got it. Anything else? You're just that good. It isn't mm-hmm. like they got to explain a whole bunch of stuff. It's like some people come here and you're a natural. That's the word I want mm-hmm. to say. You are a natural for this business, and this is why you excel. Because it just comes so damn easy for you, you know. So write these
and
people, the sports arena, the theaters, the concerts of singers, orchestra, rappers, whatever. Not only write them, but apply. I want you to apply because you're saying that you have a business. Yeah, I see your business in the background, but first you gotta do your little part. Get in there and work it. You know, work it and learn it. And mm-hmm. then you come with your business. So I'm going to tell you, in 3 to 5 years, and really 3 years, you should be able to open your own business and your brand of promotion. Mm-hmm. Okay, so three years, you're just going to, like, you know, working it, learning it, all the different ones. That's why I hope you wrote this down because it's like three or more. I gave you three areas. It can be more than that. Contact mm-hmm. these people and see what's available in promotion. And, yeah. Yeah, they'll be asking for you. This is how good you are. You're going to have other promoters asking for your service. That's what I said, in 3 years, do your own brand. Bring your company out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, yep. God bless you. Do good. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, remember me.
I
might need you to promote for me when I start traveling. Okay, well, God bless you, honey. Your life is going to be fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Thank you for calling. All right.
Thank you for taking me.
Oh, you're welcome. You are most welcome. Okay, area code 609. I think that you tried to answer, and I didn't hear you. 609? Who's this? Oh, maybe not. Okay. I guess they just want to listen. Okay, going down. Let's see. Who's next? Area code 201.
Hi.
Area code 201. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Maria.
Hi, Maria. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You picked up my call before, but I guess it didn't connect. I kept saying hello, hello, but nobody heard me.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Well, what can I answer for you, young lady?
I wanted to know if you see any romance coming for me. My favorite time of year is coming up.
Ah. You a winter baby?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. But I love the fall. I just love it.
I do too. But I'm a winter baby as well. Okay, Maria, let's see. You're a Scorpio or a Sag, huh?
Sag. That's
Yep. Oh, girlfriend. Ooh, why am I feeling this? Marie, shame on you. I'm feeling so sexual right now. just because you're backed up like a tail light and going beep, beep, you shouldn't have a problem.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Marie, you're making me just laugh like a child. I just feel tickled through my whole body. You are mm-hmm. too cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a Justin. Justin, oh, yeah, man, he enjoys you. Justin or Jack? I'll go with Justin. Then I'm seeing a Jack. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't see why you're having a problem. You're a very attractive woman. You just picky, picky, picky. Quit it. You so picky that you pick yourself right out of a good piece of ass. Shit. Oh, Marie, you're a hot mess, girl. I'll put it like this. You should enjoy the holidays. Halloween,
oh, finally.
Thanksgiving, Christmas. You're going to enjoy the holidays. Let me just put it like that. Now, there is this guy that they're showing me right now, Justin, that's around you. And if you don't know him, you will shortly because I see his energy is very close to you. Listen, the angels just stopped me to tell you there's a little girl and said for you to continue praying for her. I don't know what that's about, but they just stopped me to tell you continue to pray for this young lady or a little girl. Okay, now back to you. You're going to enjoy your holidays. You don't have to worry. You know, you're charismatic woman. You're very charismatic, so it's like, you know, you've got that personality. You could get any man you want. It's just that you're real picky. And there's nothing wrong with that?
No, it's because I've had such a bad history that I always pick the wrong one, so now I'm like Larry, you know? I picked some winners, so let me tell you, Linus.
Well, you know, you're intuitive. You have a very good mind on you. I'm going to tell you like Kenny Rogers, know when to hold them and know when to walk away.
Okay.
You know, so don't, sometimes you may think it's bad, but I tell women, no relationship is bad. It's just that that experience taught you what you don't want in your life.
Exactly.
So you thank that person, you don't have to, literally, but in your mind you think, well, I don't have to worry about that no more. Now that I know what that's like, I don't want to experience that, and I will not be with a person like that again. So in a way, that is good. You won't make that mistake twice, because when you do it twice, that's a choice. That's a choice you made, not a mistake.
Right.
So,
Linus, my girl, two friends of mine want to introduce me to some guy, and his name is Luciano. Do you pick up anything on him? They said there's something that they just can't get about him. I don't know what that means.
Luciano, I'm getting he's a bubblehead, which means he's got a big head. No. He's just got a big head. He's arrogant. He knows he's good looking. He's got money. He can.
Yeah, he has a lot of money.
Yeah. I'm telling you about him. He's fun.
He's fun?
He's
Should
fun.
I go there?
Fun, yeah.
Or
if you're looking for something permanent, hail to the no.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Chief Marie, hail to the no. But fun to go out and hang out, have some fun, meet some new people like that, it's all good. But for something permanent from now on, forever and a day, no.
No.
No. No, but lightly, yeah, have fun with him. Yeah, go out with him. Go out with him and enjoy yourself. Hey, there's people that come in our lives for enjoyment, too. It's not always everybody that comes has to be of a permanent nature. You can have male friends just like you got girlfriends, right?
Right.
Okay, and Luciano, believe it or not, will be a protector of you.
Really?
He will be a protector, yeah. He's a good guy in his own right. In his own right, he's a good guy, but he's not the type of man that you'd want a permanent relationship with. But he will treat you like a queen. I grant you that.
Okay.
When you go out with him, you will be treated with respect and honor as a queen. So, yes.
And you don't get anything like danger around him? Like they're saying there's something that they can't pin their finger on. Does that come up, ring true?
That's why I told you for fun, not
absolute.
Permanent.
Okay.
Okay? When I'm telling you not permanent, it must be something there, and especially when I tell you hell to the gnaw.
Okay.
Okay? So, but fun, great. Have a wonderful time. Enjoying. Enjoy the food,
yeah.
The laughter, the commute, networking, whatever. Yes. But that's why I said not anything permanent. So, yeah. And like I told you, you have good holidays. Good holidays as far as that, you know, during
Jeffrey?
The holidays. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I don't know.
So,
who
and Justin, I don't know. He's close. He's around you.
He's close.
So maybe it's somebody that you come across and you didn't give him 2 cents. To matter. But I feel his energy is close around you too. So you cross paths. You might have just, he might have said hello and you might have said go to hell. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't think
but
so.
But I do feel his energy. So.
Okay.
Okay, Marie. Get on to the next call. But anyway, enjoy
thank
the
you.
Holidays. They're going to be terrific. And enjoy Luciano. Okay? And enjoy
thank
him as
you.
A friend.
Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Thank
area
you.
Code 225. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. How can I help
you? I have
a
romance. Romance.
Okay. Anybody you seen right now or somebody you want me to look up?
There's someone I'm interested in, but no, I'm not seeing anyone.
Oh, okay. If you're interested in somebody, give me just the first name, and I'll tell you about
Kent.
Him.
Kent.
K-E-N-T. K-E-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that is so cute. Kim and Kent. I do like that. Okay, let's see about him. Oh, he's an outgoing, charismatic individual. Loves to have fun. Enjoys people. He's intelligent with a brilliant mind. Sometimes he doesn't even realize how smart he really is. He could come and just sweep you off your feet. Just
mm-hmm.
He picks you up in his arms. He's holding you. I see him right now. He's holding you in his arms. So that's how he would come. You just sweep you off your feet. It might make you feel a little stand backish or a little caution, but that's just him. He's a outgoing, charismatic individual. Let's see. I see he has a nice car. He's either got a home. He's got a home or a town home that he owns. He doesn't like foolishness or nonsense. I see that he recently, 3 or 4 months ago, he got tired of this relationship. He just said, I'm just saying F it, okay? He doesn't like foolishness. It's like you need to be for real. That's who he is. It's like this
mm-hmm.
is who I am. Accept me as I am. You know, he doesn't like people playing games. He don't like drama. So that's why he's independent. He has his own. He doesn't have to worry about somebody throwing him out of their house or something. Like, get out. It's like, that's okay. I got my own place, Ann. Yeah. Good relationship. I'd go for it. I would.
He
I'd
doesn't call very often.
Calling. Because you two, I mean, I'm not seeing right now like a relationship, but I see if you call him, you two, you know, you might get together. He's an independent. He's an independent guy. He doesn't deal with foolishness or drama. So you got to come correct with him. Yeah, but call him and talk to him. You guys could have a relationship. Like I said, I'm not saying he's bad. He's just a no nonsense guy. He'll walk away in a minute if he sees drama. He's like, oop, 180 degree turn. I'm gone.
But do
you
see
so,
that he's interested? Because I get mixed vibes.
Well, I'm seeing that you need to call him. You need to call him. Make the move. You know, be a little aggressive. Use your womanly wiles. Let him know that you're interested. I mean, really let him know. Like, say,
I have.
Okay, well, you know how men are, honey. Sometimes you got to do it more than once, right? I'm not saying they always get it. So, yeah, call him. You're not bothering him by calling him. Just call him and use your women wiles. Even though he don't call back, don't let that deter you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying call a man every day now and like that. No. But, you know, if you call him 2 times a week or something or 3 times, it's okay. Call him, you know. And tell him, in fact, tell him that you prepare a dinner and you invite him over for dinner, Kim. He'll come over.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yeah, if I call him, he usually meets me somewhere, but I'm tired of having to be the one to do that. Like, he doesn't.
What do you mean meet you? Why can't he come to your house?
No, I don't know. I hadn't had him here yet.
It doesn't mean you have to have sex with him just because you invite him over for dinner.
Oh,
I'm
I know.
I
haven't had him. I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Well, I told you what I saw.
Okay. That's good. I'm just wondering if it was ever going to maybe go anywhere, if he was even interested.
Yeah, but you got to push him a little bit. You got to push and prod him a little bit. Like I said,
okay.
It's in a good way. You do it. And I see if you invite him over for dinner, it also gives you a chance to ask some more pertinent questions of why he's kind of even reluctant himself with his love life. I mean, he's dealt with issues too. So, you know what I mean? Sometimes when it's quietness instead of being in a restaurant with all that kind of energy, sometimes you can learn more from a person when it's just a one-on-one atmosphere. Okay.
Okay. I'll go with that idea.
All right. Okay. Well,
right.
Thank you for calling, Kim, and I wish
thank
you the best,
lady. Thank you. I'm gonna stay on and listen.
Okay.
I'm stay on and listen.
All right. Thank you. Excuse me. You're listening to the Essence of Success. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Lenis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Moderator Miss Nina is in there, and she will be helping you. Please be polite and honor Miss Nina while she's in there, and don't be ugly. Okay, thank you. All right, next call up is 917. Area code 917.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Who's this?
My name is Eshio.
Oh, Eshio. I remember you. You
from
called
a while
me
back,
before.
Right? Yeah,
yeah.
A year ago.
Talk
so.
To me and
yeah.
Brenda.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm surprised you remember. It's been a while back.
Because you have a unique name. That's why.
Well, I'm glad you remember. I'm actually, my question today is, I'm about to go through some changes in my life that I'm aware of in terms of career, love, pretty much everything. You know, it's pretty much...
Okay, Shell, you know I can only do one question. If
yeah.
you want four,
well,
oh, I should say that. Yeah, so
yeah.
Give me something to focus on, one question. What is,
so,
what is it?
So this in terms of new beginning that's coming up, I'm focused on my career. I know something is coming. I don't know exactly. It's not clear to me now, so I'm trying to see what you can pick up on that.
Well, you're getting ready to receive a bulk sum of money. Spirit is telling me $10,000 or $15,000, more like $10,000, is getting ready to come to you pretty quick. Money owed. It's money owed you that you're getting ready to receive. And a check and a cashier's check. It's almost like, I don't know if you scared this person or what you did, but they are now, yeah, you're going to get your money. You're going to get this $10,000 back. In your business, I'm not picking up anything. I'm not picking up anything bad. I'm not understanding. What do you want to know? Like, is your business going to improve or?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to starting something new. It's not clear to me yet.
Oh, starting something new other than what you're
yeah.
at. Okay, okay. Because I see where you're at, you're doing good.
Yeah,
okay.
I know Spirit is giving me something, but I'm trying to put my hands on it, but it's not clear yet.
Oh, okay. You want to do something else. More challenging. Okay. I'm seeing like artwork, jewelry, statues, maybe even clothing. Are you thinking of opening like a retail store?
My last business was a retail store, but I ended that because my business partner just pretty much stole so much money from me. And that's why I kind of
left
the art. Nah,
that's
I'm
why
forward.
You're getting a 10 grand. Okay.
Now
okay.
I'm looking forward to starting over and move on, you know, because, of, you know, that's where I am now.
Okay, well, what I see is artwork. I see jewelry, but I also see more artwork like statues or bowls and stuff like that, almost like it's a art place. You know what I'm saying? But you sell these items. They're from your country. From your country that you're selling these items, but you do good, you know. Your prices, you don't want to make them too high because I see, like, your prices on them could be a little bit too high. excuse me. You might want to lower your prices a little bit. But, yeah, I see you in the store and there's statues. Yeah. If that is your idea, I'm sorry for coughing.
It's not clear to me right now.
Water.
It's not clear to me yet. So I'm just kind of waiting, you know, being open to receive, so to speak.
Okay. Excuse me, Isha. I had to drink a little water there. My mouth was dry.
What they're
showing me, what I'm picking up right now is that if you go into statues or something like that. Now, you know, it don't have to be like big statues, you know, like busts or different things. But it's from your country. And it sells. You just have to bring your price down a little bit. So what I would do is start small, maybe do some out of your house just to get a feel how people would react. You know what I mean? Like at your house or either at a fair. You know, take a few items and see how what you're doing is getting feedback. Demand, what is the supply and demand that people would want those items? And I know they would.
Yeah,
it's just
right
that
now, it's not clear to me yet. I have no idea in terms of direction. I just feel that it's coming.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's what I'm picking up right now,
yeah.
That if you open a business selling art from your country, it will sell. And as long as you don't have your prices too high, you'll do good. You'll do good.
So you see me having another retail store then?
Yeah, but it's a little bit different. It's art. That's what I'm saying because I see the jewelry and the statues. So it's not so much clothing. I just keep getting artwork, but that you do good. That's what I'm saying. Spirit is telling me do a little bit to get feedback so you can see it for yourself. That's what I mean. If you do it out your house or maybe take some to a fair or something, you know, 5 or 6 pieces and sell and just see for yourself. That will be your answer so you'll see. You'll know that, okay, this is a business I should go in.
Okay.
Okay, and you are going to get a check for 10 grand. That's coming very fast.
We're talking this year, right?
Yes.
Where from?
The check?
Yeah.
It's just money owed.
Hello, I need to remind you, one question only.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to go. I'm sorry, Ishiel. But thank you for calling. I'll let Brenda know that you called in again. Okay,
thank you,
Ishiel, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Thank you, Nita. Next call, area code 604. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Charlene. Thank you so much.
Hi,
Dennis,
Charlene.
Your next caller is actually area code 708. Can you go back to that one, please?
Oh, okay. Hold on, Charlene. I'll be right back. Area code 708, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Honeybee. So, Charlene, I'm sorry. I've been waiting for a half an hour, though.
That's okay. Sandra? Ma'am, you got a lot of static in the background. I can't hear you.
All right.
Oh, my God.
How about now?
No, it's worse. You're killing my ear.
How about now?
Okay.
Are you bad?
Yeah. Are you outside somewhere or something?
I'm not.
Okay.
How about now?
Quiet. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Hi,
okay, and the name is Sandra? Hi. Is it Sandra?
This is Honeybee from Spreaker.
Oh, my God. Girl, get out of here. How are you doing? This
I'm
is one of my
fabulous
girlfriends, y'all. Hi, Honeybee. How you doing?
I am Fantabulous Plus.
All right. That's my girl. What can I answer for you today? Oh, my Lord. You done put me
on
glass.
Oh, my goodness. Anything. What do you see? Do you see anything? As long as it's good news. I've had enough of the bad news. I'm trying
okay,
to get out
gotta
of
give
this
me
current
one
job.
Oh, okay. Is that what you want me to focus on?
Yes,
is,
they're trying to kill me.
Oh. Girl, you're so crazy.
I'm so
oh,
young
Lord.
Guy.
Okay, Honeybee, let me focus on your job. Now, am I focusing that, are you going to get another job or are you going to still be at this job? What am
I've
I focusing on?
I've been trying
on?
To look for another job for
okay.
the past few months.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I need you to be more clear about the job that you want. Spirit is telling me you're not focused. What are you doing right now? Because they're trying. I got spots.
I'm just doing clerical work part-time.
Okay.
But they've tripled
okay.
my workload.
Okay. Welcome to the 99%.
I know, right? But I'm going to break. I'm too old for this stuff. I'm going cripple at this job. They're working me so hard.
Honeybee, I don't see you moving.
Golly.
I don't. I know, I don't. You know what? I understand your frustration, but they really need you. This is what I'm going to tell you to do. Negotiate some pay raise. If it's nothing but $2 more, go back in and talk to your supervisor and say, look, you know, you got me wearing three hats. I just want to know, can we, you know, it may not be raise time, but I just deserve, can I at least get $2 more an hour?
That would be perfect and ideal.
Okay. Yep, but you should, and he will. Well, I'm saying $2. I know you should get $5 or $10 more an hour, but they'll agree to give you that. If you say $5, they're going to just back you right out the door and tell you no. But if you go with, you know, can I at least get $2 more an hour, you know, then they'll say, like, okay, we can give you that much of an increase, and they'll agree to that. But, yeah, I'm sorry.
Hmm.
They really need you there.
I
and
know,
you're helping a lot of people.
Me. They don't treat me like they need me. They treat me like I'm dispensable and I'm the only person who knows my job. So I don't know where the bad treatment is coming from, considering I know what I'm worth to the company.
Because there's a woman to the left of you where
mm-hmm.
you work at, and, oh, man, she's giving me a headache right on the side of my head.
Oh, my God. She
ooh,
gives her pet
she
headache.
Is. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, she's got some issues. One with you is she's jealous of your skills. in your
wow.
technology. She is, number one. Number two, she's working with some issues. Part of it is with her daughter. So she needs to keep her personal life at home, and when she come to work, work is work. Everybody goes through something in their personal life, but she needs to separate the two. Business is business, personal, personal. So when she comes in, she overflows her personal life towards you and everybody else, which doesn't make it a good working environment. So
you hit the nail on the head. I'm grateful.
Yes. Yeah, so the only thing I can tell you is that how can you stop this woman?
Is it legal to push her down the flight of stairs?
No, stop it.
Mm-mm. Nope, that's not right.
Stop it, honey bee. Just when she acts like that to yourself, just say, say, I'm not accepting your negative energy. I send it right back to you 100-fold and leave it alone. So shall it be.
Okay.
Quietly to yourself, and she will stop. She's not going to know why, but she will stop whatever she's doing. She'll have this confused look on her face. Yeah, because God is power. So, but yeah, if she comes in and when she says good morning, you know right then it's going to be a hellfire day. In your mind, just send it right back to her. Just send it right back to her and say, I'm not accepting this. I return it back to you 100-fold. So shall it be. And go on and do your job. You do that for about 7 days, and I'm telling you, she will start kissing your behind. She ain't going to know why. She isn't. She ain't going to know why, but it's just because of her own guilt. That's what it is. It's her. It's her own guilt and her personal life. So, okay. Well,
honey,
thank you for calling in. My God, love you, woman.
It was good talking to you.
It was good talking to you, too. And don't let this be your last call. I know I'll see you later on you know where.
I will see you in 7 days, same time, same place.
All right, that's what I'm talking
about. Love you.
Love you, too, honey bee.
Bye.
Well, y'all, I don't want to – thank you, thank you. I don't want to take any more calls because I'm down to 1 minute. But I want to thank everybody for calling in on the psychic reading show with Lennis today on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I appreciate all of you. I love you. God bless you. And chat room, you disappointed me today, some of you people in there. How you treated Miss Nina, you know that wasn't right. I'm a little disappointed because I always think the best of everybody, and I never want to think ugly. So next week, if you come in with that attitude, you're going to get kicked out right away, right away.
Well, unfortunately, Lennis, there is no kick-out button, so I can't do anything about them, but I can moderate completely, which is what I've done today. So I will be continuing to do that until I know for sure that we don't have these nasty people in the chat room again. The language and stuff is just totally unacceptable, and it's a good thing that I'm the only one that can see it because, you know what, it doesn't bother me.
Oh my God,
so,
I'm so sorry.
That being said, I thank you all, you wonderful, wonderful people that were in the chat room with me. I had a wonderful time answering your questions and getting to know you. I still have one person just going off on me right now, but I will be making sure that Blog Talk hears about these people, and they will be blocked from Blog Talk completely.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and with that, I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And to let you know now, Monday is the full moon on the 8th, so make your little things, whatever you want to see, transpire by the new moon. And mark your calendars. The new moon is the 28th. It's the last Sunday in September. So, and all you parents, your kids are back in school. God bless you. I hope the kids have a wonderful, wonderful year. And thank you, everyone. And know that you are loved. And I continue to pray for some of you. And things will get better. Believe that. They will.
Good night, everyone. Have a great week. Patrick, I will be sending you some Reiki tonight.